racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dad-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. Isms. All kind of isms. Isms. Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, are human beings special to God? I could not believe it when Gillette played that ad against men, literally going against men. So I'm wondering, are there women running Gillette now, or are there beta men running Gillette to go against men? Men are the most hated species on this side of heaven. And so what I want to do is to get Gillette on the phone. I'm going to call the associate director, Randall Smith. And I want to see if they can tell me at least what's happening. Why? So I'm going to dial the number 1-513-4-6-6-9-6. And I'm going to see if they can explain to us why are they working against their own nature. Men are not supposed to do that. That's one ding-a-ding, one ring-a-ring.
I'm sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Let me try the other number. I have two numbers. 1-513-3-4-7-0. Maybe this one will work.
You have reached a non-working number at Procter & Gamble. Please dial 513-983-1000 for assistance.
Okay, I'll try that. They're going to run an ad against men, and now they're hiding. 3-9-8-3-1-1-2-3. I just want to have them on. I'll let them know they're on the radio.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Okay. We'll see. Maybe they come
in. Thanks for calling Procter & Gamble. It's E. I may direct your call.
I would like to speak with Randall Smith, please.
Thank you. One moment.
Okay. So that was the operator on that end. Hopefully we can find out. Men, you got to fight back. And women who understand this attack on men have to fight back. We can't let this happen, folks.
At the tone, begin recording your message. To stop recording, press any key.
What are they talking about? 1-513-983-1000. 1-1-2-3. So we'll try one more time.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Okay. I don't like the fact.
Thanks for calling Procter & Gamble, it's Dean. I need to direct your call.
Your name is Dean?
Right.
Dean, this is Jesse Peterson. You're live on the radio right now. And I wanted to talk to Randall about this ad discriminated against men. And I'm a black man, and they're discriminating against blacks. You're not supposed to do that. And you transferred me, but he did not answer. Is there someone who can answer that for me?
I can only transfer to customer service. One moment.
Okay. We got to fight back. I wish that they were located in L.A. We would pick it.
Please press 1 now.
English. Why do you want?
Thank you for calling Procter & Gamble. Looking for the latest brand saver offers from the P&G brand?
No.
Press 1. For all other questions or comments, please press 2.
So I'm pressing 2.
To better serve you, we record and monitor our calls. And any future incoming
if you want to call Procter & Gamble and Gamble and complain about this, just let add it is 513-983-1000.
Please also be advised that we may need to share your information with fulfillment partners so that we can send you any
calls. And let them know Jesse Peterson, other than Jesse Peterson.
Thank you for calling Procter & Gamble. This is Monica, how can I help you?
Monica, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
All is well. This is Jesse Peterson calling, and you're live on radio right now. And I'm a black man, a black American, and I at one time bought razors, all the Gillette razors for years. And I saw this ad where they're discriminating against black men and white men. I tried to talk to Randall Smith, but he's hiding behind his desk. Are you able to explain to us here on the radio why this discrimination against men like this?
I do have to put you on a quick hold. One moment.
You have to do what? She put me on hold. Monica. Monica put me on hold. Amazing. I wonder if she's running. And see, you have to tell me black because you're not supposed to discriminate against black people. It's okay in their eyes to discriminate against white men, but not black men. They call that racist.
It's interesting to see how they deal with this stuff.
I know. Randall Smith is hiding behind his desk, and Monica just ran. Is she going to come back, you think?
If they don't handle this situation accordingly, then that looks crazy unprofessional on their...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have... I told her she was on the radio.
Right.
So when we do the replay, they're going to know she ran.
Right.
If she runs. Maybe she'll come back. Monica at Procter & Gamble and the associate... Director is Randall Smith. And we tried Randall, and we saw the answer service answer there. He did not respond. This is amazing. Amazing. We can't let these godless children of the lie just destroy us without a fight. We got to put up some kind of fight. The wicked witch of the West, Maxine Waters, is on the loose with the low IQ. And they're going after Steve King, Representative Steve King. We got to call the White House, call Mr. King, call your representative, let them know, no, you support King. He did nothing wrong. I think they're going to keep me a hole. I better move on. It's amazing.
You can leave the line open and then.
You think?
Leave the line and then James could check in on it.
But she's playing that music, that supermarket music.
I mean, you can just put it on hold and then James can check in on it.
Okay. I doubt if she come back, but. So that was Procter & Gamble. And at first we dialed Randall Smith. He is the associated director. And I wanted to talk to him about this ad, Gillette ad against men. Did she hang up? Gillette ad against men. And then he didn't answer, so we went to Monica. You heard her. Let me try one more time, and then I get to the phone. 1-5-1-3-9-8-3-1-0-0-0. I did it right then?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Joelle helping me out.
May be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Procter & Gamble. My name's Ellie. How may I direct your call?
Ellie, this is Jesse Peterson on the Jesse Peterson Radio Show right now. And I called earlier to talk to Randall Smith about that Gillette ad that discriminated against me as a black man and a customer of Gillette. And Randall won't answer his phone. He's hiding behind his desk. Is there someone I can talk to? You're on the radio right now, live.
I can only connect you with consumer relations. They take the comments
okay.
for the Gillette commercial.
Okay, thank you. Let me talk to someone.
All right, one moment.
Okay.
Please use more straightforward about it.
Continue in English. Please press
1
now.
At least she what?
Use more straightforward about it.
I think she's black.
Thank you for calling Procter & Gamble. Looking for the latest brand saver offers from the P&G brands you love? Press 1. For all other questions or comments, please press 2.
I don't want no brands.
To better serve you, we record and so that we
fulfillment partners. Sound like a gay relationship.
Thank you for your patience. Your call is very important to us. Please hold for the next available representative.
Amazing. Well, I wrote this column on War on Net Daily, WND. Immoral Democrat women misleading the young.
Thank you for holding.
Immoral Democrat women misleading the young. And they voted in all these immoral women. One, we know, according to the report from 60 Minutes, she lives with a boyfriend, that woman from Texas, or Tess, or what's her name?
AOC, Alexandria Ocasio.
Yeah, live with a boyfriend. And she's a socialist. And they got another one. They voted another woman in, a black one that's either dated or married to a black man who already had a child with somebody else. And then we got two Muslims. One have that Hadith thing on the head. And
thank you for holding. Please continue.
And she talked about going to get that MF-er out of the White House, referring to President Trump. And no one ran against her. I believe that's the one out of Michigan. And she ran unopposed. Can you believe that? Why would you want a Muslim in your government? You know Muslims hate us because we're a Christian nation. And
there she go right there.
And they hate Christians and Jews. And yet you people voted her in. That's crazy. Two of these Muslims. Are there two Muslims?
I see that one, and then those two Native American.
Indians?
Indians, yeah.
Two Indians. And then they voted in one of these women who performed a gay wedding for a lesbian. Lesbian!
Thank you for holding. Our representatives are still busy.
Two Muslims, two Indians. This is not American. And then they voted in a lesbian. One of these women are lesbian. Oh, is she a lesbian or the mother of a lesbian, James? Is she a lesbian and the mother, and another one is the mother of a lesbian? So one of these women on the Democratic side is a lesbian.
In the red.
In the red is a lesbian. And one is the mother. One woman who performed a gay wedding. One is the mother of a lesbian. And so I can't believe that if people have openly voted in people who openly represent everything that is wrong as though it's good. Can you imagine these kind of women being the example for
your call will be handled in the order received.
Normal people, normal children? They already teach this crap in schools, and that's why the kids are so confused. The one who performed a gay wedding, that's what I want to tell you about. The one who performed the gay wedding, quote, tweeted me. Isn't that something? She said she was proud of it. Amazing that our country, we're going to lose America if we don't get these women out of there. Because children who have gone through the public educational system think wrong is right and right is wrong already.
Thank you for holding.
Our representatives are still busy. Please continue to hold.
I can't talk. Wait. I think they played a game with me. Received.
Yeah.
They're not going to answer. They're running. So I encourage you to call Procter Gamble about the Gillette ad against men and tell them they're going against a black man. And let them know. And that number is 513-983-1000. 513-983-1000. We got to fight back. We have no other choice. Look what they're doing. They just elected all these immoral people to government. It's all right if people want to be immoral, but you can't flaunt it as good. You can't let evil take over. Look at evil in your own personal life.
Your call will be handled.
If you don't do something about evil in your personal life, it will destroy you. That's why God said you must be born again. Well, I got to go. I can't wait. They're hiding. Show the picture of the tweet where that woman quote tweeted me saying that, yeah, she did it. She said she's the one did it. And it's fine. Let me know who you get, Drew. I know it'll take a second.
Okay.
Let me go to Matt, a first-time caller out of New York. I'm hanging up on Procter Gamble there about that Gillette ad. They're running. Matt, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing, Matt.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Really good. It's kind of amazing. I'm getting to talk to you right now. I'm a little nervous, but not really that nervous.
That's right. It's just Jesse.
I wanted to talk to you about something really interesting that happened to me last night.
Okay.
So I've been dating this girl for 2 years. I started dating her when I was a beta.
That's right. We all made that mistake. I understand.
Yeah. So I started dating her when I was a beta, and then I woke up because of you. And I mean, I really want to thank you for that. But I woke up.
You're welcome.
And everything in my life was really changing, and I was really waking up, and God was showing me all these things.
Yes.
And when I began to share those things with her about, you know, forgiving my mother and forgiving my parents and, you know, not holding on to anger, I don't know how she took it, but it made her almost angry. She couldn't accept it.
Why not?
She's angry.
Oh, okay. I understand.
And I think she's angry at her parents.
Yeah.
And when I told her that, it's almost like she defended her parents against me, like I was saying something against her parents.
Of course.
And last night we we've been having disagreements lately. And, last night I went to her to talk to her because, you know, you told me go face your problems.
Yes.
Or your challenges.
Yes.
So I went to talk to her and she started going nuts.
What happened?
Well, she started crying at first and, you know, telling me I wasn't the man that she first met. And I was like, yeah, I'm not the man I first met. I told her I changed. I woke up.
Yeah.
And then she started crying and then she started telling me that I was calling me all kinds of names and telling me how could I say that about her mother and about her father. And I said, I'm not saying anything about your parents. I'm just telling you you're angry at them and you're never going to be at peace until you forgive them.
Yes.
And I was telling her because that's how I experienced it. And then she kind of calmed down from the crying, and I don't know how she started watching your shows to kind of understand what I was talking about.
Good.
And she saw you say that there's no such thing as racism and sexism and all that stuff.
Yes.
And then I told her, yeah, there's no such thing. And then she started screaming, man.
Amazing.
She started going nuts, and I don't know what was in me at that time, but I said, listen, we're going to need to take some time apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had that feeling, and I just wanted to ask your opinion. That kind of made her it really made her cry and go upset. And,
good.
I know you say I know you say that it's
Hold that thought. Let me take a break. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Debbie Dadism, or white supremacism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. You have good people on the side of good, and you have those evil people on the side of evil. That's what's happening. And this attack against men is evil. So I wrote about that in my article on WarrenNetDaily.com, WND.com. You can check it out. And I wrote about how all these godless, evil women have been elected to the Democratic Party. I kind of talked about them. One of the women represented that I wrote about was Veronica Escobar. And she tweeted, quote tweeted me, and she said, and this is the same one that officiated a homosexual wedding. And I think it was of two lesbians. And so she quoted me, or what do you call it?
Quote
tweeted me by saying, yes. No, she said, why? Yes. Yes, I did officiate a gay wedding, and very honored and happy to have done so. Hashtag love is love. Isn't that something?
She even said gay weddings, so she did.
Oh yeah,
ones.
More than one. Uh-huh. And they voted this idiot into the White, into the Congress. And so I'm wondering, who are those people who would vote for this kind of person? They have either sinners. Nasty people, or they've been brainwashed to believe good is evil and evil is good. And homosexual love is not love. It's not about love. Homosexuality is not about civil rights. It's not about family. It's not about love. Those are all lies, folks. Let me go back to a first-time caller, Matt. Matt is trying to help his girlfriend get well. And I guess she's not ready. First time caller from New York. And so, Matt, she watched my show, and what happened at that time?
She saw the change happening in me, and
yeah.
I guess it took her by surprise. So I guess she wanted to understand more about what I was going through. So she started watching your shows, and she took them completely wrong and out of context. And almost to the point where she thought you were brainwashing me. And she said, everything you're saying is because Jesse said it. And I said, no, it's not. I mean, Jesse showed me. But it's something I realized on my own.
Yes. How old are you, Matt?
I'm 28.
Oh, good. You're young and waking up. That's good. And so are you living with her?
No.
And so you guys don't live together. Have you had sex with her before marrying her?
I have.
And what made you do that? Why did you do that? As a man, why did you have sex with her prior to marriage, before marrying her?
Well, I hadn't had a lot of relationships prior to that.
Yeah.
I had really bad parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they didn't teach me the right way, especially my father. My father's a beta.
Oh.
And so I never really knew that I should have been the one to not, because she was actually a virgin when I met her.
Amazing. That's sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for it, and I apologize to her for doing that.
Oh, good, man.
And it was because I was weak.
Yep. Yep. One thing I've noticed is that, especially with millennial men and the ones that are under them, and some of the older men too, they're very, very, very weak to women. Women control them. They think they can have women as friends. I've never seen anything like this. And I noticed that men who are having sex before marriage, if something happened in that relationship, they are emotionally so attached to the woman that it's impossible almost for them to leave and do it the right way. Realize, you know what, this is wrong. I'm going to take this. I'm going to grow up and I'm going to lead the woman. So if they don't get back with that woman, at least they'll become men where they can be the head of other women, right?
And, right.
But they're so emotionally attached that they make up excuses in their mind why it's okay to continue to be weak and pretend that they're not weak. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, and I saw myself making those excuses.
Yes.
And it was kind of amazing because, you know, prior to me waking up and forgiving my parents, I know I would not have seen those things.
Yes, that's right.
And that's kind of why I wanted to call you. When I did tell her that I wanted to spend time apart from her,
yes,
it made her, it obviously hit her really emotionally.
Yes.
And I felt like this pit in my stomach, and I didn't know what that was. And you know, I'm not hit emotionally, but I do feel like something because it struck her so hard.
Yes.
But I want to know what that is and how to let that go. And I know I'm trying to relax in it and just see it.
Right. It's a really good question, Matt. What it is, you offended your God. A woman is like men who have sex with women prior to marriage. That woman become their God. She become their mother. She become their life. And if she should leave them, he become depressed and sad and hurting and painful and just want to sit by the dock of the bay. And so when you did that and she got angry, it's like offending mama. And so that's the pain you felt, is that you have offended mama. And but it's good pain if you allow yourself to go through it so you can get, because if you go through it and don't resent it, and don't go back to her for some feeding, because I know men who go back, they like going through that pain, and then they'll go back and have sex with the woman or whatever. They'll feel so good, and they start telling themselves, oh, I'm free, but they're really not. They just set themselves up for longer pain later, right? And
right.
So you have offended mama. And so that's why you felt that. But it's good because it's going to cause you to wake up if you don't have any more sex with her. And I'm not telling you that you can't date her if you want to date, but don't live with her. Don't have sex with her and give yourself 7 years to, if you guys continue to hang in there. And so you can know her and she can know you, and you will see if you should marry her or not. And she would see if she should accept it or not. But you got to do it the right way. But for a while, you're going to feel lonely and sad and empty, like your world is dead and your body is dead. You can't eat. You can't sleep. But I'm telling you, man, if you go through it without resenting it, you will become a man, a son of God. It's going to be amazing. But if you
yeah,
go
and
back.
I already started feeling that coming on.
Yes.
And I've been waking up, and like you said, it's kind of like when you're a kid, you know, learning to walk, you fall down a couple times.
That's right. That's right.
So it's really amazing. And that makes so much sense. I wanted to ask you one quick question about my sister, if that's all right.
Yes.
So my sister's been hearing me and what I've been talking about and kind of standing up to my beta father.
Yes.
And she, you could tell it makes a lot of sense to her.
Right.
But she's not ready to forgive my mother.
Why not?
I think she's afraid.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because the father is not the problem. The father is the weak man, beta male, who did not protect you guys from the mother. And so it's easy for your sister to go and attack him. But the mother is the problem, but it's harder for the that's why it's harder for your sister to go and deal with your mother. But she's not going to be free until she forgive her mother.
And that's what I told her, and she's already acknowledging that.
Yes.
She just wants to know if I can go with her.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it would be, if she's afraid to do it, it would be better that she has a man like you or a husband who is strong to go with her and deal with the mother.
And I shouldn't say anything when I'm there?
Not unless some words come to you or your sister asks you to help her out. But it would be
okay.
Best for your sister to stand up to her mother, forgive her, so she can get her courage back.
Amazing.
Otherwise, she'll end up like her mother, and then she'll end up marrying a man like her father, weak man.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Right. Are you going to, so you broke up with this girl?
Well, I told her that we need to spend some time apart.
Okay. if you do decide to date her, continue to date her, make sure no sex, no staying overnight with her. This time, you want to have faith, and you want to be right. Because if you be right, that causes you to do the right thing. It's going to be amazing how the kingdom of heaven would become so aware to you.
Well, that was the problem, Jesse. I told her about 6 months ago that I didn't want to have, I didn't want to do that anymore.
Yes.
It kind of changed her, and it was really weird experiencing that. And I think it all culminated in last night.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Finish what you were saying, then I'll make my point.
Okay. I was just saying that I noticed some weird change in her, and then that. And that she was getting, I was seeing the anger in her.
Yes.
And because I was having sex with her, I couldn't see that.
Yes, that's right. Men don't realize that they are blinded by sex. They don't really see reality.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And you think it's love in the moment, and it's not.
It's not love at all. It's just sex and emotions.
Right. And then when I told her that she doesn't really love me. It's an emotional attachment.
Yes.
All hell broke loose.
Oh, man, this is great. What I want to tell you is that when men wake up like that and the woman realizes that the man is waking up, the shock for her, not all women but most, is that they're losing control over that man. Women don't like weak men, but because they love power, they love to control. They'll take that man and control him, and they'll pretend they love him. They'll pretend that they're into sex, when it's really not the kind of man they want. They prefer a strong man who leads them, but because they know that man is weak due to sex or whatever, looking for a mama or whatever, they'll take it. But when they lose that control over you, that's when you see the hell comes out.
Right, and I realized that she was never going to respect me if I catered to her emotions.
Absolutely. Never will. Never will respect. She'll pretend that she is, but in reality, she's not. And you'll see that later on in life as you're dealing with her. Even mothers, when sons and daughters, adults or children, go and forgive their mothers, the mothers don't like losing that control either. That's why some of them, you see them overreact. Or pretend that, okay, that's fine, but they're trying to sneak back up on you and take control again. Women love power. It's a phony power, but they love controlling. They love hate men who are weak. They don't really want them, but they'll take it just to have somebody to control.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so you're on your way, and I want to warn you, though, but, I'm dealing with men now who are going through this stuff. And right. I warn them, but I also tell them, you know what? If you don't listen, I'm okay with you going through it again and suffering from it. Because some men may have to suffer before they wake up. They just, because they won't believe, they feel so good going back to the woman, they may have to just suffer. I hope you don't have to go through that anymore. But if you continue to do the prayer, you continue to speak up without resentment. Don't resent that girl at all, because it's not her fault that you were weak. You were already weak when she met you. And she just serves your weakness. But if you don't blame anyone now, just take responsibility, because if you were not weak, you would not have ended up in that situation. So it's your fault. So don't let Satan make you blame anyone. And I'm telling you, Matt, life is going to be amazing for you.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And
hey, Jesse, one quick question.
Yes.
That I've been struggling with.
Okay.
You say men have to return to the Father?
Yes.
The earthly Father?
Yes.
What if your father is a beta?
And that's what it means to return. You forgive him. Don't be angry at your father. He can be a beta. He can stay a beta. It's just that you're no longer angry at him for being a beta or angry at him with your mother's anger.
And I'm not anymore. I forgave both of them.
Right on. And when you're not angry at your father, through him, you return to God. You automatically, it's not your will. It's not your effort. God automatically draw you back unto him, because there's no way for men and women to return to God unless they forgive their parents, especially the father, because the father is the Christ on earth. And if you hate the son, you hate the father.
Amazing.
How old is your sister?
She's 23.
Oh, man. God bless her.
Thank you.
Yeah, you definitely should go with her. If she asked you to go with her to deal with her mother, you should go there, be there. And if you need to say something, it'll come. If not, you won't have to. At least she has someone with her.
Yeah, she told me, and I told her I was going to call Jesse and ask him if it was all right.
Yes. It's amazing how she's taking her brother with her instead of her father. It's really the job of the father to protect the children from the mother, but he's a beta, so he can't do it because he's afraid of your mother, too.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's so amazing.
Yeah. So, Matt, stay with the prayer, speak up, and whatever you feel, if you start feeling something later about this girl, then allow yourself to feel it. Don't resent it. And then don't believe anything in your head. Everything in your head is a lie about it. So don't let Satan deceive you. Every thought is a lie. So let those thoughts pass, and you will realize from God. It'll be fine.
Can't wait. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you, Matt. A great call. Call me again.
I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 28 years old from New York. Isn't that amazing, yeah? Amazing. It's interesting how men don't know how to take pain either. And I understand they haven't been taught, they haven't been shown by example, so I do understand it. But I had no idea how weak millennials were, man. Did you?
Yeah.
You knew.
Oh, I knew.
It's amazing. it's mind-blowing. Millennials have the mindset and emotion of a woman. They have no sense of pain at all.
That's true.
They have no manness, and not all, I guess, but they have no manness in them that want to endure.
Right.
They'd rather go back to mama and pretend that all is well rather than taking the pain.
Right.
Amazing. Let me go to Dave out of California. Dave, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
What did you think about that call from Matt? Or did you hear the call from Matt?
I thought it was a good call, man.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh?
Amazing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Also, the biblical question I wanted to say, I think God does think we're special.
And why do you believe that?
Because it talks about in the Bible, like, he knows every hair on our head. And also part of the Bible, I think Jesus was talking about how if you're Father provides for, you know, the birds in the sky, how much more would he provide for you if you just ask him?
So right.
Not to ask our Father in heaven for the stuff that, you know, he already knows our desires. Yeah, also,
if God think that we are special, why is it that if you don't listen to him, he'll just let you suffer and die? He'll let you end up on Skid Row. He'll allow you to have children out of wedlock and suffer from that. He'll let men be addicted to women. Why, if he think we're special as men and women or human beings, why won't he stop men and women from hanging themselves?
Because of the free will thing, being righteous. But righteous is being morally right and doing the right righteous thing, and that's by giving us that choice to be like him. To be perfect like him and to follow him and his ways, or we have the choice. We can follow the evil one, or we can follow God, our creator, you know, the righteous path. So that's why he loves us, because if we were robots and we didn't have free will, then that wouldn't be really a choice, you know.
But we don't have a free will. Human beings don't have a free will.
I guess the choice to follow the Democrats and their daddy Satan, or follow the righteous, you know, God, our Father, you know.
I know, but you never made the choice to be to follow the Democrats. You never made a choice to be in a fallen state. That choice was made for you. You didn't make that choice.
Right, because of Adam, right, because of the fallen state.
No, because of your parents.
Our parents, which are our parents, meaning from Adam.
Your now father and mother made that choice for you to be in that fallen state.
I see what you're saying.
You didn't make that choice. So that choice
is born again. What does born again mean to you?
To return to the Father.
Exactly.
Overcome the mother.
So until we do that, we're either a slave to sin or
that's
we're
right.
Slave.
That's right. You're a slave. You're not you don't make a choice. No such choice. Because if you had a free will, you would have already overcome sin, because sin is not an easy place to be. It's painful. You're a slave to it. It's unhappiness. It makes you feel angry and happy, false happiness, and then an anger again. And you have to be on drugs and pot and looking for love. And no one wants to live that way. So if everybody had a free will, they would wheel themselves from that right away.
That's right. Absolutely. The reason I called, actually, is because I kind of disagree with you just a little bit on the nationalist thing. Like, I think it's great to be a nationalist.
It is.
For Steve King to say white nationalist and white supremacy, I think that there's really not a white supremacy thing out there. But I kind of like the fact that you have a White History Month, though, so I'm kind of conflicted by that. But,
why do you hate the words white nationalist?
I guess because it's about the person's character, not their skin color. We're not supposed to judge.
But if you are a white man and you are a nationalist, wouldn't that automatically make you a white nationalist? Why can't you say it?
I guess you're right in a sense, but I guess I'm proud to be an American, and I don't look at it as a white or a black thing.
But aren't you a white American?
That's true.
So who gave those people the right to tell you that you can't say that you are a white nationalist? And if they want to add all those other lies to it about racism and all that, that's up to them. But that should not take away your rights or your right to say that you're a white nationalist. You are a white nationalist. That doesn't mean you are what they are saying. Those people, the children of the lie, they don't say that when black people call themselves black power, and they support
right.
people like Louis Farrakhan and all
I
those.
Think you're right.
So how come it just when white people say it is a bad thing, and why are white people falling for that? You have a right to be white, and you have a right to be a nationalist, and you have a right to be a white nationalist. And nothing wrong with it. That's who you are.
Yeah, you know what? I think you've convinced me. Actually, you know what? By explaining it the way you do, I think you convinced me. It's just the thing. People just have such a fine line to have it toward a racism thing. But I think you're right, actually. I think you convinced me. There's nothing wrong. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with being white. I mean, come on.
Right. There's nothing wrong with being white. And I'm sick of white people being afraid to be white. And why the Mexicans and the blacks and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Asians and everybody else are proud of being black or whatever color the Mexicans are and the Chinese and all that. Nobody else has a problem saying it but the white people. Why? And white people built this country. If it wasn't for white, there would be no America.
You're right, man. You know, it's to do with that white guilt, that whole trip to brainwashing people and communism and schools, a liberal prophetic.
Why? How old are you, Dave?
50, man.
You're 50?
Yeah, I sound younger, but I am, yeah.
Yeah, you
but
definitely
I look like
a, you sound
I look
much
like I'm 30.
Amazing. And so how did you allow them to cause you to give up your whiteness, to deny that you're white and make it become afraid to be white?
I think it has to do with the media and the schools and,
yes.
and the thing of everyone being scared. Oh, don't label me a racist or a Nazi and everything. And I think that conservatives, I've been a conservative a long time, and I've listened to you. I've listened to Gavin McGinnis. I've been people like, Stephen Crowder, a lot of, conservatives, and Dennis Prager, Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
A lot of great conservatives out there, Mark Levin. It's just, man, you get tired of being labeled that till eventually you're just like, whatever, That's their narrative. I don't have to be a part of that. So,
but when you admit it, when you stop saying it and giving into that kind of fear, look how they're going after Representative King right now. And the reason they're doing it because over the years, white people have allowed these people to go after them and try to destroy them and not stand, and the whites won't stand up for one another. There's nothing wrong with being white.
You're right, but did he use the term supremacy? That's the thing. If you said, I guess you convinced me white nationalists, there's nothing wrong with that. But as soon as you say that, people think, supremacy.
I don't care what people think. Why do you care?
Did he use the word supremacy, though? That's the
if
thing.
He did, like, that's fine, too. That's
it. Well, that's where I draw the line.
But listen.
Supremacy. There's no race supreme
but,
over
But
another.
People in a fallen state think that they are better than other. Black people think they are better than white. They call themselves black supremacists.
Good counterpoint. That's a good counterpoint. But
hold on, anyway, Dave. Hold on. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Are human beings special to God? That's my biblical question. We have some stories coming up for you, but I want to go back to Dave and his white supremacist thing. So, Dave.
Yes.
Were you bothered when Representative Steve used the word white supremacist?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I think that it's about, it's not about race. It's about being good with who you are inside, not on the outside. It's about your character, basically. So when he uses that word, he's the fine line of having the superiority trip or something like, I'm better than you because I'm a certain color. That's a fine line, man. I just think it's
does it bother you? It bother you that other people think that they are better than you?
No, not at all. Because I know in my heart that.
Well, why were you bothered by that then?
That's a good question. Why is it? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know because I guess it's I think it's ignorance or something. Like when he says something like that, I think.
But why are you bothered that someone is ignorant?
But you kind of convinced me on the white nationalist thing, though, but on the supremacy part of it. That's because I don't think anybody's better because of their skin color. That's why. Even though.
But you shouldn't be. Are you bothered when black people say black power and when they say that they're better than the white man and that they're first on earth and that they created math even though they can't do math? Are you bothered?
It doesn't bother me because I
Well, why do you not bother when black people say it, but you're bothered when white people say it?
Because I don't think anyone is better because of that, even though evidence shows that.
I know, but why are you bothered when white people say it, but not when black people say it?
Because I think that they're, again, trying to put it ahead of, a race. And so it doesn't bother me when black people say it because I know it's not true. But when a white person says it, I know it's not true.
But why are you bothered when white people say it, though?
Because I'm white, I guess, maybe. That's what you're you kind of convinced me, though. And history shows, white people have done a lot of great things, like ended slavery and the Western civilization.
That's right.
Based on white, and whites built this country, basically, a lot of this country. So it's a lot of great
things. If it wasn't for white people, there would be no America. Why are you so willing to let... Were you bothered when the Democrats were encouraging people to attack the conservative Republicans who support the Great White Hope? Were you bothered by that?
Yes. I love Donald Trump. I think he's the best president we've had in my lifetime.
And so it bothered you when you heard the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine, saying, when you see them out there that support Trump, go up and whatever she said, confront them or whatever?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
I want you to... I encourage you to do my silentprayer.video because I want you to live a life where you're not bothered by anything. You're not supposed to be inwardly bothered at all. You should always have peace. And so when situations come, I want you to deal with those situations, but don't be personally bothered by it.
I will, Jesse. Thank you. I started doing your prayer, and I kind of stopped doing it. I got to start doing it again because it was helping me a lot, actually. So thank you.
Yeah, what made you stop doing it?
I don't know. I kind of got sidetracked, I guess. I still pray every day, but I got to start doing that silent prayer again because that really helps a lot.
Yes, it does. It really does. Dave, great call. Thank you for calling me, man.
Thanks, Jesse. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, man.
Okay. Are you proud to be white?
I am, actually. I'm not proud of it. Yeah, I'm proud to be white.
Are you a nationalist?
I am a nationalist, yes.
So you're a white nationalist?
I guess so. I've never said that before. That's funny, man.
How does it feel saying it?
It feels fine, man.
You feel scared? You feel a little nervous?
No, I'm not scared. That's awesome. Thanks, man.
Thanks, have Jay. You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I want to tell you this real fast, and then I go right back to the phones. This is from the Daily Mail. A black TV anchor says she was fired by Mississippi station after she refused to straighten her hair to look more like a beauty queen. And I saw this last night on the Daily Mail. This black woman was an anchor there. And when she had her hair hanging and straightened, she looked beautiful. And then when she wore it in those braid things, she looked like Hoochie Mama or somebody. It was awful. And when did we get to the point in this country that businesses or companies cannot have a dress code for their... See, she looked pretty there, but look at those brain things. Nobody wants you to wear that mess to work. But you can't have a dress code for black people. All the sight is racist that you can't wear those braid things to work or to play ball. And because men, black men, want to play ball in that stuff. That's not the code. And so this woman is saying that she got fired because of those braids. Look at her. She looked like a ghetto woman with the braids. That doesn't look right on TV. And she wrote a blog post on the liberal website Medium saying, I was told my natural hair was unprofessional, the equivalent to a man. It is so unprofessional. It's a different look. She looked dry and ghetto in that stuff. She asked a news director if she could stop straightening her hair after her son was born. And a month later, she was called in and told to straighten it again. She filed a complaint for discrimination against HR and later filed one with the Employment Opportunity Commission in Mississippi. The station let her go after she used a sick day to care for her dying grandpa. So the station is saying that we didn't let you go because of your nappy hair. We let you, well, they didn't say nappy. I'm saying nappy. We let you go because you took off with your grandpa. She claimed she was fired because of her discrimination complaints. She also complained that she was shot down when she pitched stories about race. She claimed she broke the Michael Brown story in Ferguson. She can be seen in a photo wearing a T-shirt that says Black Journalists Matter and wearing African braids. Amazing, huh? This is why nobody want to hire black people. And I hear it all the time, especially at my old gym. I hear it from foreigners who is here with businesses. I hear it from white people. I even hear it from black people. They don't want to hire other blacks because black people are too much problems. Whites and others are afraid that if you have to correct them, they want to sue you. They're going to cry racism. And blacks are afraid to hire because they don't want to follow orders. Black people are hard to deal with. You need Jesus. Really, these are the men and women. Because the men are like women, too. You have to correct them. They get mad. They really do. Blacks are bad. And so now this woman don't want, why not just quit? Why did she promise the company when she went for the job, I'm going to follow the rules. And then when she get the job, now she doesn't want to follow the rules, want to bring in all this Black Journalist Matter and Michael Brown stuff. When African braids, you're not African, you're an American. You can't blame white people for this. Black people bring this upon themselves. And white people are afraid to speak up about it, but they try to get around it some kind of way. It's amazing, folks. And the more you let these blacks get away with, the more they're going to want to get away with. It's amazing. We got to come back to order. Men and women of God need to return to the Father and start standing up.